This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. And the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
You know, when I was a CIA director, I always preferred that people defer to the intelligence community about matters best known to them. I saw the anti-Ratcliffe statement.
The FBI has had possession of this. Their investigation does not center around Russian disinformation, and the intelligence community is playing no role with respect to that.
I have every reason to believe he's got it exactly right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank you. This has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. It leaves one with a lot of hopes.
Some progressive groups have spoken out, criticizing Senator Feinstein for her handling of the hearings.
Okay, I've had a long and serious talk with Senator Feinstein. That's all I'm going to say about it right now.
You got in trouble. You got in trouble.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
But yet they're trying to push through this nomination. I serve, as Allison told you, on the Judiciary Committee. I will say publicly I will oppose her confirmation.
Oh, big surprise.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is the truck Neil Houck and his son were in Saturday in Kingsville when he says they honked their horn at a neighbor putting up a Black Lives Matter sign.
He reached down, he had a shotgun right there, pulled it up and pointed it right at me, and we were in disbelief.
Put that double barrel shotgun in and fired two blasts.
Next thing we heard was a shotgun blast.
Police located a 12-gauge shotgun shell and took 50-year-old Douglas Kuhn into custody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So much news today. So much. Joe Biden hiding out, still binge-watching Matlock. Eating tapioca pudding, getting ready for tomorrow night's debate. The president in North Carolina for another speech. He did a beautiful thing last night in Pennsylvania. He now has his own video montages. It was so amusing. He had the story of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris flip-flopping, evolving on the fracking issue. He didn't just bring it up. He just cued the projectionist or whoever, whatever you call, whoever runs the big screens. And they went with it for a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It was great, great stuff. And we have riots in Providence. This guy is in a coma. He was, I guess, allegedly hit by a police car. He was on a moped or a scooter or an ATV, something like that. On Sunday, there was a gang of hundreds of them just riding through town, the city, wreaking havoc, just like they do in Boston around Franklin Park and Hyde Park Avenue and Forest Hill Station. And he got hit, and now they're screaming that he's not even black. He's Brazilian or Cape Verdean, something like that. And he's become Black Lives Matter. And they're rioting. They heard a police dog last night, and he was riding unregistered, uninsured, no license plate. I mean, it would have been okay if he had if the vehicle that he was on, I don't know if it was a moped or a bike, was whatever it was, if it had been registered, but it wasn't. And so he was trying to get away from the cops, and something happened.
So he was riding a moped, Howie, and I saw a different angle of the video that a lot of us saw, and it looks like he hit the wall himself first. And
right.
It does not look like the police cruiser really touched the moped.
Yeah. So last night, these Utes, these Biden voters, were throwing rocks at the police. They heard, this is the Providence police chief, Hugh Clements, cut 16.
At some point while they were stationed out in front here, there were hundreds, and they began to throw rocks, bricks, some bottles at the police. Several police officers got hit. One good hit while he had his helmet on, it appears, with a brick. Thank God all the Providence police officers, none are seriously injured.
And he hit a dog, too, a canine. And so here's a Providence protester screaming at the cops. Cut 15. Why are you in riot gear? She yells right before she throws a brick at the cop.
I believe that was a he.
Oh, excuse
Very common mistake among the crowd of that like.
Yeah, I know. I know. There's been a lot of that going around among these Trump supporters. The gender fluidity, I guess you'd call some of them. I don't know which ones, but some of them, it appears. And there's another new story today that the people who live in houses with Trump signs out front, Trump supporters, in other words, in New Hampshire and other places as well, but we're reading about it in New Hampshire, are getting letters from Biden supporters or somebody telling them that their houses are going to be burned to the ground because they're Trump supporters. And don't ask for mercy because you started this civil war. This is amazing what's going on here. You know, I mean, these nuts, it's around the country. I tweeted out one of the stories from the New Hampshire media, and people were tweeting back at me saying this is going on all over the country, that these letters are coming, these threatening letters. They're in multiple locations in New Hampshire. We're going to try to have some people on the show today who have received these letters, and they wonder why it's so difficult to get ammo, you know, when the loyal opposition is sending out letters threatening to kill supporters of the incumbent president and threatening to burn down their property. I'm told though you can still get shotgun shells. Maybe that's what the guy in Maryland was using there. He had an AR-15 or an AR-14, as Biden would say, but he couldn't get any ammo for it, so he had to fire the shotgun at the Trump supporters. All right, 844-500-4242. Well, I guess Jill Biden was on The View today, and somebody saw it and said, notice they didn't even deny that it isn't true. They haven't. No one's denied that it's true. And did you hear Giuliani last night? He was on with Greg Kelly on Newsmax, and he was reading some of the stuff that was written by Hunter to Joe. So Joe knows about this. So let's just play cut number 9.
There's a text message to his father in which he says the following, and he's discussing his sister-in-law, who for quite some time was his lover. And he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be with a unnamed 14-year-old girl. When she says that I FaceTime naked with the unnamed 14-year-old girl, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I walk around naked smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that, but the bottom line is that I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls.
And, you know, sometimes the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Remember Ron Kessler's book about the Secret Service, and he quoted these agents as saying the second worst assignment after being assigned to the Hillary Clinton detail was the Joe Biden detail, especially if you were female, because he liked to swim naked at his vice presidential residence, which I think is the Naval Observatory in D.C., as well as his own mansion in Wilmington, Delaware. And so Hunter likes to walk around naked, and Joe, his father, likes to walk around naked. And the difference is that Joe, as far as we know, doesn't smoke crack while he's walking around naked. Hunter does, according to his own admission. So this is just crazy what's going on. And now the Jason Miller, one of the guys in the Trump campaign, has been tweeting out that they want to ban any mention of Hunter Biden in the last debate. I don't know how they can do that, though. I mean, this is a major, major issue. And I'm not one of these people who says Trump's got to take a high road here. My only thought is when he brings up Hunter Biden, he's got to explain it to the low info voters out there who have not been paying attention, who've not known how to get around the various big tech bans on any of this story, the emerging red Chinese style censorship of the American people. And he's got to explain it. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls when we come back. We've got a lot planned here today. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink lower. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. This is a really crazy time. Some parts of the real estate industry are taking off. They're on fire, like residential homes in the suburbs. Other parts, commercial, real estate, strip malls, suffering big time. You don't want to get caught flat-footed. You want to figure out what's going on, and you want to get out before it's too late. And you want to maximize your profits or minimize your losses. There is a big reason why Banker and Tradesman have voted J.J. Manning number one for 7 consecutive years in a row. Just recently, they recorded their 7th victory in a row, number one. J.J. Manning has the buyers, and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission, but with an auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111. Again, you don't want to get caught flat-footed in this weird, wacky real estate market. 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
First, did you not recognize the Matlock theme?
You know what? I never watched Matlock. At first, I was thinking I put a spell on you.
No.
And I was thinking maybe you were going to tell me something about Charlie Parker's trip to Salem today. I put a spell on you, Joe Biden.
You're
going to watch all of my stupid reruns.
All right, the poll question. Who will bring up the Hunter Biden story at the debate first, Kristen Welker or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
At 98% say Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If he's allowed to.
How can these has-been Democrat hacks prevent the President of the United States from saying what he wants to say? This is the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
They can mute his microphone.
I know, but how do they get off doing that?
He needs to pull a Reagan. I'm paying for this microphone.
Mr. Welker or Ms. Welker, whatever the hell
Mr.
you are.
Mr. Green.
His name was Breen, and Reagan
Green,
called
whatever.
Him Green. No, his name was Breen, and Reagan called him Green. And I thought that was just the ultimate mark of disrespect, screaming at him and not even getting his name right. That's why I loved it even more, the fact that he confused the name or deliberately confused the name. Anyway.
Speaking of confused names.
Yes.
Last time, according to Chris Wallace,
He interrupted the president and me 148 times, I think that's right. He interrupted Mike, the president interrupted Mike, Chris Wallace and me 148 times.
All those Wallace boys, you know, there's Chuck Wallace, Mike Wallace, Chris Wallace, and they're all in the satchel for the Democrats, all of them. So he got his name confused again. I must say, though, I've said Mike Wallace before when I met Chris, but I've never said Chuck. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, I've got two questions here. First of all, Obama's out campaigning for Joe. Did he get a piece
at the drive-in.
Of Joe's 50? Yeah. Did he get a piece of Joe's 50% cut? You know, that's one question. The other question is this: the so-called mainstream media is trying to squash this Biden corruption and child abuse story. Now, since Disney is a major media player, aren't they accomplices in this too?
They don't know anything about this, do they? I mean, how does Disney figure into this?
Howie, let me say how they do, okay? When you are part of the mainstream media and you squash this story as much as you can, as far as I'm concerned, you become a party to the conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know. People are texting me and saying, why is he picking on Hunter Biden? You know, a lot of people have worthless children that struggle with drug addiction problems. But here's the difference. Most people who have children with drug addiction problems don't use the children as bagmen to pick up their payoffs. And, you know, I think that's the thing. And the they were using Hunter, according to these emails, to the Chinese government, they were using Hunter as the go-between, the bag man, to get money to his father when his father was supposedly representing the United States interests. I mean, this is a breathtaking level of corruption here. And I think the president is totally justified by bringing up Hunter Biden. And, you know, then people are saying, well, he seems like he's very callous about people who have an addiction problem. But his brother, Fred Jr. He died at an early age. I mean, I don't think he died of cirrhosis of the liver, but he did ruin his health with booze. I mean, Donald Trump understands addiction. That's why he doesn't drink. You know, I don't think that's something you can really pin on him. And I think he's got to go after this guy. And again, Hunter Biden has been the subject of two drug investigations. He's a total reprobate in his personal life. He really has never done anything for himself. He went to Yale Law School. You would think he could get a real legitimate job at some point, but he never had one. He went to work for the bank that they used to call, what was it called, MBNA or MNBA? I can't remember how the initials break, but that's the big bank in Delaware, and they used to call Joe Biden DMBNA Bank. He was the bank's guy. And in return, when Hunter, worthless as he was even then, got out of Yale Law School, they gave him a big job at the bank to take care of Daddy. It was another payoff. This is just a really sleazy thing, and I hope Trump can figure out how to get this out. And I have confidence in him, though. You know, he seemed to be up against it at the St. Louis town hall 4 years ago after the Access Hollywood tapes. And he certainly handled it well, didn't he? When he said, you know, when she said, if you were president, he said, if I were president, you'd be arrested, to Hillary. Remember that? One of the great moments in Donald Trump political history. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Got time for Larry?
Hi, Howie.
Hi, go ahead.
When he goes on stage and he brings up Hunter Biden, everyone will go, oh, you know, you're picking on Joe's son. Well, here's what it is. All he's going to say is, well, he picked on my son. He tried to put him in jail.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. No. And they'd say, oh, Joe didn't do that. Joe's lunch bucket Joe. He wouldn't do that. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr. Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We just got in some new audio. This is from Mr. Kamala Harris, Doug Emhoff. He's an attorney in Los Angeles. And this is what he had to say about the future he thinks is unfolding.
Doug Emhoff, and I'm married to the next president of the United States!
Really? He's married to the next, he's married to Joe Biden, the next president of the United States. That's Kamala Harris's husband. Joining us now on the line is Mark Lotter. He is a member of the Trump-Pence campaign. He's been an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Mark, what do you make of that? Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States.
I think he's skipping a few steps, but then maybe he knows a little dirty little secret that none of the rest of we all think, but we don't actually know.
So where is Vice President Pence today, Mark?
Well, the Vice President's in New Hampshire right now, and he probably, if I'm not mistaken, just took off. He's headed this way. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, waiting for him to land. But here, we're going to have his second rally of the day. So he was in Portsmouth this morning, just got wrapped up there a few minutes ago, and now he's headed to Cincinnati.
Well, you know, you're not in New Hampshire, but he was in New Hampshire earlier, and there's a news story today. It's rather disturbing that Trump backers in New Hampshire are getting these threatening letters. Have you heard about this, Mark?
I've seen some of it on social media.
Yeah. I'm going to read this now and get your response, to get the campaign's response. This is Dear Neighbor, and these letters are going out everywhere. I tweeted some out, and I got people getting back to me and saying these letters are going out all over the country. But these are from New Hampshire. You have been identified, Dear Neighbor, you have been identified by our group as being a Trump supporter. Your address has been added into our database as a target for when we attack should Trump not concede the election. We recommend that you check your home insurance policy and make that it is current and that it has adequate coverage for fire damage. You have been given fair warning. Always remember, it was you that started this civil war. Be prepared to face the severe consequences of your preemptive actions against democracy. Signed.
I mean, that is the most undemocratic thing I have ever heard. And, you know, if you listen to the nonsense coming from the mainstream media, they're accusing the Republicans of one that are being that are suppressing the vote. This is outright intimidation. And you know, it's just not American. And so anyone who's sitting there middle of the road should just remember this, that this is what you're dealing with the radical lunatic left that has now taken over the Democrat Party. And I'll tell you, Howie, the more and more I travel around this country, the more and more I hear from people going, the Democrat Party of your parents and grandparents is gone, and this should be, you know, right up there among the top things that prove it.
Right. And you know, people were tweeting back at me today after I posted this and saying, and they wonder why we're buying ammunition. They wonder why, they, you know, more people are getting their permits to carry than ever before. I mean, this is a threat. You know, I used to live in North Carolina when I was in college, and in those days, first degree arson, that's when they set fire to your house if you were inside. That was a capital offense. They're basically threatening to kill Trump supporters with this kind of letter.
Yeah, I'm just without words by this, because, I mean, this is not how America works. You know, we didn't threaten people when we got beat by Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or anything like that. And in 16, they were threatening to move to Canada. And I said, good riddance, but most of them didn't. And now here they are openly threatening supporters of the President of the United States and intimidating them, trying to scare them away from voting. And it just can't be allowed to stand.
I know. And it's in Milford, New Hampshire, where the president has had rallies in the past. And two people in Brookline, New Hampshire, have also received this letter. And again, it's pretty bad. So how is the campaign going, do you think? I know you're going to tell me it's great, Mark, but what's going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I think, you know, two things. I think, one, the president's going to make his case. He's going to talk about his accomplishments. He's also going to talk about Joe Biden's 47-year record of failure and the four more years of failure we would see if he was elected. And the other thing I can pretty much guarantee you is that if the moderator won't ask the difficult questions, then the president will. And someone should make Joe Biden answer for the emails and the absolute clear-cut proof that Joe Biden's family was selling access to him and his office as vice president for millions of dollars. And he needs to explain for it.
I know. How about the fact that the New York Post today has that picture of him with one of the him and Hunter with one of the oligarchs that he claims he never met, that Hunter was doing business with, but he claimed he never interfered with the business. But now we have a picture of him with this oligarch.
And this is not the first time. We've also seen pictures of him and his son-in-law and his business associates. We've seen pictures and detailed accounts of him, Joe Biden, and his brother, and their business dealings together. I mean, this is not a one-off. And the other thing we've got to remember, too, this isn't about Hunter Biden. This is about Joe Biden. This is about Joe Biden being an elected official and not keeping control of his own family, or possibly knowing it, lying about it, hiding it. All of these things are true. We know them to be true. And the biggest thing is they still haven't denied it.
No, they haven't. Jill Biden was on The View today, and again, she had ample opportunity to denounce this as a fraud or quote unquote Russian disinformation, but she didn't. She just said she didn't like it. Jason Miller, I guess, is tweeting out that that the debate commission is going to ban any mention of Hunter Biden. I mean, how does the president respond to this kind of attempt by the debate commission to throw the debate to Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, they've already shown time and time again that they'll do anything to protect their preferred candidate by changing the debate rules, making the last debate, which was supposed to be a town hall, a Zoom call, you know, announcing these changes without consulting the campaign the morning after the vice president just absolutely pasted Kamala Harris. You know, all
that's President Harris to you. That's President Harris.
That's true.
To you.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Or president-elect. you know, it just goes over and over again. But trust me, I mean, this president, he's going to get his message across. And I mean, if they're going to get to the point where they're going to not allow him to say words, I mean, who are they? Who is this nonpartisan or very partisan commission to tell any candidate what words they cannot use, what phrases they cannot say? That's their business.
I know. And as Bob Dole said, he knows all the people on this commission, all the Republicans, and he said not one of them supports Trump. So it's a totally deep state, pro-Joe Biden, pro-Democrat group of people claiming to be Republicans, but not really, and a handful of Democrats who aren't trying to mask them what they are.
Yeah, we should just remember this, Howie, because, you know, this is what Democrats always do. When they don't get their way, they just change the rules. And so we see that with the debate commission. We see that going on, obviously, with election law. We see this going over and over again. Now we see them intimidating voters. And I think the American people just have to stand up and say, enough. You know what? This is not how we wage our campaigns. This is not how we handle our business. This is not how democracy in America works. We're not the threat, despite what you hear from the mainstream media. Donald Trump's not a threat to democracy. Clearly, the lunatic left that we are now seeing on full display, they are the threat.
Amy Coney Barrett is apparently going to be a Supreme Court justice next week, and she'll break the tie. I mean, they keep saying that Roberts is a conservative, but he's voting with the liberals, and he's voting to continue the post-election nightmare, let these ballots come in for indefinite periods of time without postmarks, et cetera, et cetera. once she is sworn in, that will give the conservatives five votes to the four for the lockstep liberals, including John Roberts. Is the Trump campaign going to try to revisit some of these cases, like the case that was lost yesterday in Pennsylvania, that basically allows the Democrats to try to keep stealing the election for days after the voting ends?
Yeah, I'm not really an expert on how the Supreme Court works, and but whether you can have them reconsider that, because it did end in a tie, which reverted it back to the previous decision. So I'm not sure how all of that works, but we're fighting these battles on a number of cases, a number of levels. So if there is an opportunity for something, obviously, to get up to the Supreme Court, you know we'll take advantage of it and make sure that justice is served.
Yeah. It's very disappointing to see John Roberts going totally over to the dark side, but not that unexpected. So the polls, what are the polls in Ohio? I think the president is ahead. He won the state fairly easily in 2016, much to the surprise and chagrin of the Democrats. But the vice president's back there tonight in southern Ohio, Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. And basically, you know, what this is this is not us being Hillary Clinton. We're not going to ignore states that we know we're going to win. We're going to make sure that we give them the respect that they do. And, you know, Donald Trump won. And most of you don't realize this. Donald Trump won Ohio by four times the margin that George W. Bush did in 2004. This is not a swing state. This is a Trump state. And this is us basically making sure that it remains a Trump state. While we're also out there, again, in New Hampshire, which is a state we plan to flip, and in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan and Pennsylvania, Nevada, another flip opportunity, and Arizona. You're going to see us fighting this in every state where we think we can win and making sure that the states we're supposed to win, we absolutely do.
Mark Lauder, a member of the Trump-Pence campaign staff and an aide to Vice President Pence, give him our best today, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you. Thanks for being with us, Mark Lauder. Fall is here, so now's your chance to start up something new. Let HelloFresh instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. The best part about these dishes, other than the fact that they're delicious, is how quickly you can prepare them. They can, from start to finish, you can have them on your table and in front of your family and yourself within 30 minutes, usually 20 to 25 minutes. You can choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. That means if there's a finicky eater in your house, you can always find something for them in addition to everybody else. Make any night feel extra festive with their Surf and Turf, Kraft Burger, and Taste Tours Gourmet Feasts. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Grace has talked about that, so's Taylor. It's just great. And again, the food is really good, and you don't have a lot of dishes to wash either. That's important.
Howie, I also want to tell people, if you're a little bit hesitant about cooking, which I am because I've messed up a few meals in my time, it's very easy. The instructions are really easy, but then once it all comes together, you feel like you really put something delicious on the table, but it doesn't require too many skills in the kitchen.
Yes, and it's cheaper than having food delivered to the house, having to tip the driver, et cetera, et cetera. It's much more economical. HelloFresh has recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste by at least 25%. So you'll feel good about using them instead of grocery shopping. You'll also be saving 40% versus shopping at your local grocery store. More servings mean more savings, so now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever, because HelloFresh is flexible to fit your lifestyle. They will bend their schedules to your schedules. Get started with America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie to get $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's promo code Howie for $80 in savings at HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I'm just looking at the text and seeing how people are responding to that extortionate note. It was like something from the old mafia, the old Black Hand, you know? You have a nice country here. We'll tear it down if we don't get what we want. And there, people are responding the way you'd expect they'd respond. Dear extortionist, says one text, better check your life insurance policy if you come to burn my house down. Yeah. It's pretty outrageous. And again, I think it's going on all over the country. 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut from Jake Tapper. This is he's with a guy named Peter Greenberger. And the reason I want to play this cut is, I mean, it's standard operating nonsense from CNN. But the audacity of what he says later on. Jake Tapper, as I've told you, used to be a member of the Clinton crime family. He worked for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, a congresswoman who was married to another congressman who went to prison for bank fraud and still owes millions of dollars that he hasn't made restitution to the victims of his frauds. And so he's a made member of the Clinton crime family, Jake Tapper. And who invented the birther story about Barack Obama? The Clinton crime family back in 2007. And not that I blame them for doing it. I mean, he put on the sell sheet of his first book that he'd been born in Kenya, so they had a right to do it. He claims he didn't know anything about it. Yeah, right. You know? But listen to how he's going to blame Donald Trump for the birther controversy, even though his crew, not his party, his crew started it. But he doesn't think any of us have any kind of memory. Cut six.
In President Trump's defense, he's been pushing all sorts of lies and smears and conspiracy theories.
Oh, right, right.
For years. I mean, literally, he burst on
the... Wait, hold on. This is also the guy who spent 4 hours on TV when the dodgy dossier broke. Another Clinton operation. And he said, oh, this is U.S. intelligence and this is all true. And it was all BS. And it was paid for by his old boss, the Clinton family. And now he's accusing Trump of spreading conspiracy theories. He spread the conspiracy theories. Go ahead.
In President Trump's defense, he's been pushing all sorts of lies and smears and conspiracy theories for years. I mean, literally, he burst on the political scene pushing the racist birther theory. And the
that was Hillary Clinton, her campaign against Barack Obama in 2007. They promoted the racist, as he calls it, the racist birther theory. And he's also accusing Trump of peddling conspiracy theories after he went out with the dodgy dossier, 100% fraudulent information bought and paid for and made up by Clinton coat holders. Go ahead.
Birther theory, and the American people elected him. It was an electoral vote victory, not popular vote, but he still won fair and square. Does that not suggest a certain desire of the American people to allow this kind of unhinged nonsense and lies and deranged conspiracy theories?
You mean like the birther theory or the dodgy dossier that you promoted, Jake? Again, talk about projection. This is the daily dose of projection. The Democrats are accusing Trump of doing something that they've done in spades. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Howie, thanks for taking my... Yeah, I'm there, Howie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Howie, strange. A country that hates Trump, Australia. Headline news on the TV, on their radio. It's all over the place about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I mean, it broke wide open down there. So
right. I saw Sky News down there. One of the big TV networks was interviewing Steve Bannon. He's gotten more time on Australian TV than I think he's gotten on American TV.
It's amazing that it can go wide open in Australia, but we can't get a peep. Not a peep on any of our channels up here. I think, honestly, the only way that anything's going to get done, they're going to choke the president on the debate tomorrow night. He isn't going to get anywhere.
I hope he's got a plan. I hope he's got some kind of fallback plan, because you're right. They're going to try to throw a net over him and take him out so that he won't be able to make those kinds of cutting remarks that he made to Hillary Clinton back in St. Louis in 2016. I hope he's got a plan. I have confidence in him, though. He hasn't let us down yet. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.